Chuck Anderson.
Here.
I'm Kine Antrim. Rodrigo Aguaita.
Here.
Is that coffee?
Yeah.
Brandon Lair.
Present.
Mike. Lydia Bradon is excused. Omar Burdett is excused. John Crumshaw is excused. Ariana Gladney.
Here.
Lennon Eisenberg. Tim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Grunder. Jim Lafferty is excused. Ali Lexa is excused. Brenda Medina.
Here.
Sequoia Olivia Mercier. Judge Merritt is excused. Margie Murray.
Here.
Michael Morgan.
Here.
John Parker.
Here.
Summer Reed.
Here.
Lawrence Graham.
Here.
John Wayne.
Here.
Lamont Gagey. Here. Thirteen cards.
Actually, they're not excused until the board is excused, but this is requested out. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for the chair.
Yeah, so I guess the first order of business would be to ask if people approve the excused absences as requested for, I'm going to read that list again. Lydia Bradon, I'm not going to read that. Here's an IKA. Lydia Bradon, I'm not going to read that. John Crumshaw, Jim Lafferty,
New
York.
I didn't get a call
Lydia Bradon, Omar Burdett, John Crumshaw, Leonard Eisenberg, Jim Lafferty, Ali Lexa, and Dutch Merritt requested excused absences. I didn't see it either.
I saw it.
In prior discussion, we said that it had to be communicated to the OC or to the chair somehow.
Yeah.
It can't be announced at the meeting that it wasn't a public request.
Yeah, so the policy is sent it to the email list so that everybody, so it's open and transparent.
Mr. Eisenberg sent it to me, I guess, and not to the list, but he said he would try to get her late if he could get her home. He had some tape or something at the Robert F. Kennedy.
I saw that email somehow.
Okay. Okay. Any objections to the excuse absences?
Yeah, I kind of do. I do object because we're having a problem getting quorum, and this is a continual problem, and we need a solution to this. And I think that if people have a basically a note from the doctor or something, they're really sick, that's one thing, but it's a problem. And if you don't think it's a problem, then note the time it is long we've been sitting here to wait for quorum.
Okay. My suggestion would be the governor take up the issue of what that constitutes a valid refused absence, but we don't currently have any definition of that exception.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm okay with requesting excused absences. I'm not okay with people who continuously don't show up. We do have a policy that re-unexcused absences, and they should simply be removed from the board. And we've allowed a lot of people over time to simply slide and just not request excused absences, not show up. I think obviously if someone requested repeated excused absences in a row, that should be taken up. I don't mind an excused absence if someone's ill or something, but I do think we should take up the issue of people who just fail to show up meeting after meeting. So maybe governance could address that issue.
Well, I'd like to ask that that's the if that's in the bylaws, whether it's three consecutive excuses or three consecutive in a row unexcused absences, or it's just three.
It's three in a row of unexcused absences. That's what I'm saying. It's pretty egregious. It's basically you're not attending meetings, and we still allow people to sort of stay on the board. We should be more aggressive about that. If you have three unexcused absences, that means like for an entire quarter of the year you haven't shown up for a meeting and didn't even communicate to say there's a reason why you can't come. I think we should be more proactive on that because we have alternates who might actually show up to meetings.
Right. So in the absence of any existing policy, as requested, you know, objections, general manager. And we'll ask the government to take up the question of the policy on what constitutes a valid excuse.
Can you be forceful about that, please?
Sure. I'm a member of the governance committee, and I'll make sure that we do this. The chair of the government committee raised the objection. I'm sorry,
I don't think I'm going to forget this one.
All right, so then we have ground rules for communications. I think everybody knows we want to be polite and respectful on communications and treat each other as you would like to be treated. Announcements. I think there's a sense of announcement as much time as we have. Approval of the minutes. There were three sets of minutes circulated by Mr. Gary to the list. Any motion to accept them or look for any corrections or amendments?
Let's make a motion to accept the minutes.
Exactly. There were two issues.
Well,
he asked for issues,
but
very
much. Okay. He made two corrections based on previous issues. Did you see that?
I didn't see
that. Right. If I may, I made a correction since our last communication. More money if you want.
My report at the time was there were no expenses for the LSB that month. That was my report.
This is from the minutes of November 11th. They were passed by the board, but Kim asked people to review them if there was an inaccuracy. I did. And the Treasury report has been corrected to read. The Treasurer, Kim Kaufman, reported that there had been no more expenses in the previous month. The correction that was, she's one who asked the question, so. Is there any other question that has not been addressed?
We're talking about November 19th, December 17th, 2011, and I would assume January 14th, 2012.
Chair?
Yes.
Is the second time you're missing any minutes? Because we all have
them. Oh, the 14th?
The 14th of January.
Oh, you have them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's...
Would you like them?
No, no.
I mean, you have multiple copies?
Yeah, I have copies.
Sure.
What?
Well,
I don't have multiple copies, no. So I just have a copy.
Does anyone use it?
I don't recommend.
I have a correction to the January 14th. At the end, it says Kaufman noticed the Finance Committee meeting for Monday, February 6th. Then it said Wenger noticed the Governance Committee meeting for Monday, February 6th. And you didn't actually notice it then. You said you wanted to have that date, and we communicated by email, and you noticed it for another day. So he never noticed that the governance meeting for that day at that meeting.
I noticed it at that meeting, and then I actually really happened. I noticed it at that meeting, and then failed to do anything about it until the time slipped by, and then we scheduled it at the usual time, which is the Monday before the LSC meeting.
Well, I had noticed my date, and then he said, "Oh, I'd like to challenge you for that date." I said, "Well, we can think about it." And then I thought about it, and I emailed you, and I said, "Well, it's too much work for me. I've already done it publicly." Right. So
the map are accurate then?
No, they're not.
Well,
how can two people notice the meeting for the same day?
Could we make a friendly amendment to just strike that line that someone for noticing meeting so we can continue on with our meeting?
Yeah.
Make a motion to strike the line that someone for noticing meeting for you. Is that a second?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
So I will vote on the general motion of accepting the minutes as amended and corrected. Objections? Hearing none. So, we're done. Next item is scheduling of our meetings for 2012. There was a list circulated, which is basically the same schedule we had of alternating Saturdays and Wednesdays. So the next thing we want, yeah, it's the bottom of the list, but it's March 17th.
What happened to our staff agenda?
They're over there.
Actually, I made those for the public. But I made enough to go around. Save on the time.
So March 17th, St. Patrick's Day is our next meeting. That's a Saturday. Wednesday, June 20th, the summer solstice. Saturday, July 21st, Wednesday, August 15th, Saturday, September 15th, Wednesday, October 17th, Saturday, November 17th, and Wednesday, December 19th. I did certainly on the list the request for alternate dates, but people objected to the idea of any availability on Sundays, want to continue with the schedule, so. Unless there are objections, I think that's going to be a schedule.
So just a point of information, we're going to leave it at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock, respectively?
Yes. We had a previous one to switch all the Saturdays to 1 o'clock, and that's what it affects. March 17th at 1 o'clock. Location to be determined. I did ask over the email list for people who might volunteer. I did yesterday, since we have roughly 12 meetings a year and 24 members of the board, that teams of two could take each meeting and find the location well in advance, and we can have those settled so that everybody knows where we're meeting in a good time. I made a couple of suggestions, but I'm willing to take volunteers if people didn't like those.
I'd like to.
In the previous meeting, or I think in the governance committee meeting, in regards to meeting at the East LA Library, and that's available by public transit, and you'll need a library card. I don't think you can do it ahead of time, as far as I know, but we would be able to meet there at least on the afternoon.
Are you sure it's available without charge? Because I checked and
$10.
Well, the parking is limited there because there's a courthouse right next to it.
Good. There is parking on Garfield by the park right there.
You said you don't have to schedule the room in advance. You need a conference. You can't meet the public library.
Well, there is.
You can't just walk in and say we're taking over this room.
There is a conference.
But you have to reserve it, right?
Yeah, but they usually. I'll look at you.
Okay. Yeah, I would leave it as what I said. If there's no objection to the date, we have the date calendared, and then we'll work on scheduling locations.
I like the general idea of just putting it up geographically. I'm happy to take the South Central meeting location task, and I'd be happy to work with Ariana. I mean, I like to go to the California Research Library when we meet there, not only because it's really close to my house. But anyway, Ariana, which is... I'm happy to work with Ariana on finding up some South LA locations. Okay, I think the next thing that we would have to divide up in terms of which month, so people aren't obviously double booking meeting space. So I'll leave that to your discretion.
I would like to have a meeting in Army Center, either in Glendale or Hollywood, in the Army community.
Oh, I'd love to do the one in Hollywood.
Yes.
I love that building.
I'm going to talk with them, and they said okay, but I'm just going to go. There's a part of the Progressive Armenian community that's part of the Tashnak Party, the Armenian Revolutionary Party.
Any preference on the order of the next three or four meetings as to east, south, or
north,
valley, or west?
The
location for them at the Armenian Community Center in Brooklyn. So I think maybe we should have a mess meeting here.
So, could you look into that for March 17th then?
Where is
that?
I can look.
Okay.
March 17th.
Okay, and then let's say,
Saturdays may be a big day for stuff, but during the week they not. So,
Point of information. And scheduling these venues, how much can we allocate to pay for them? Is there a fixed cap?
I believe what was in the budget the last 4 years was $150 a month as a maximum, but obviously when you get three venues, that's preferable, or $50 venues, so I believe that was the cap. A lot of them cost us about $100. And not lately. No, we've been doing really well on three venues.
No, but I mean before the three things, some of them are more expensive.
Yeah, so as we say, 175, but around 150 was generally what we shot at as a maximum, give or take a little. So, but we get three ones.
Obviously,
or a diminutive amount
to
contribute to an
organization.
I mean, I don't
know
why we abandoned what was that place in
Robertson?
Oh, Workman's
Circle.
Workman's Circle.
The Workman's Circle has problems with accessibility. It was a place, this off Robertson, that was a church that we had quite a few that
was
a
church.
I mean, it may be worth a try again to see if the management improves, not only change, but perhaps improve. But yeah. I don't know.
This is I checked with the first Unitarian Universalist for free account, and they want the $280.
That's about normal. I mean, the churches are not.
One of the libraries, and they also want to extend amount of money and show it.
Forrest, you might have answered this, but is the virtual location available? That was very nice.
And I know it may be available on the weekends, but it's definitely not the house on the week, because it's not a
comment on the day. I do have a request in actually for Angela Plaza for
17.
Yeah, so I haven't heard back. It was too short for this one, but there was a check. Okay, so the chair's report really is incorporated in the general manager's report, which is to say that we discussed the idea of extending that March 17th meeting to spend a session of time on brainstorming the question of financial and other issues facing the station. In other words, you'd have a regular LSD meeting and also have a period of time for looking at that question with staff input and listening input.
Well, how will we get staff there?
The general manager would invite them to the district.
Is that a time that likely they would participate? Well, it would be good to ask before we set a date and staff when would be a good time for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, my intention was to get staff involved in presenting that motion. They're doing a lot of work, so I think that their input would be very valuable. So, I'd like to get an idea from them what would be good for them before we just set a date.
Just as a point of reason, both of St. Patrick's Day, some people may actually have plans that day, or maybe doing something political, cultural, or otherwise elsewhere. So I'm not sure it's the best day for an extended meeting if you want full participation from everybody.
Well, that the point was that it wasn't a already scheduled OT meeting, and trying to schedule an additional meeting seems even more difficult. and trying to have it on a weekday evening seems less likely. So,
the other thing is, I don't think staff is going to come to an OT meeting. I think they're going to, my intention was first of all, I don't even know how many LSD members are interested in participating, number one. And number two, if there are less than quorum, it would be more informal. And if it's more than quorum, my intention was to have a dedicated meeting for just this one issue for their sake, for them, not so they have to sit through all this stuff.
Yes, maybe I misspoke and misunderstood. I'm not talking about having everybody sit through the entire LSD meeting. We're saying that you would probably have a shorter LSD meeting and reserve time for the other meeting.
To the point that Kim was making about trying to accommodate staff, we should have it someplace close to the station. So that if, it would be better if it was on a weeknight then, because it would be after work.
Lawrence, I think, was up before I left.
I'm just going around with this.
Okay.
Kim, I support your idea. I think that a couple of observations. Bernard is now going through his first full big fund drive. So now he's going to be fully up to speed on fund drive problem. And the staff is, of course, they've been fighting this thing about shortage of money for a long time. And they have to be at a point now where they really would like a solution. And so those of us on the LSD that want to meet with them about this, I think we can get some synergy. I think we have motivation from all three sectors, from management, from staff, and from the LSD. And so I think we should have a dedicated meeting on a Saturday, because it would be on a weekday, it would be too darn short. I think it should be very much like a town hall sort of a thing, but it should be dedicated to this single function. And if it turns out that we happen to attain quorum, well, then we just say, well, we had a meeting, and so we can announce it as we might achieve a quorum if we achieve critical mass, so be it. But we're not going to make necessarily any evergreen decisions then. It'll just be that we are looking for a solution from the three sectors, management, staff, and the LSB, and the listeners too. So it's really a four-sector sort of a thing, but it's a dedicated, focused thing, and it's long enough for all four sectors to participate meaningfully and not be bogged down by LSB's business.
Okay, thank you. I think start having it as a separate meeting would probably be more productive. I think people's productivity starts to fail after 3.5-4 hours, frankly, in terms of their ability to focus. I think for it to be helpful to staff and management to have it near the station, it would need to be on a weeknight because most of the staff don't actually live near the station, only a few do. So to have it on a Saturday near the station won't make any difference to staff members. They're losing a day off. They're getting comped this work day. They have to show up on a day that they're not supposed to be working. So I would, I personally think that it's a sufficiently important topic to justify a three-hour meeting of its own, but I think it should probably be just noticed as a separate meeting. It should be publicly noticed so that if we do achieve quorum, we've covered our public notification issues, and we should pick the most harmonious day definitely after the conclusion of fund drive for the maximum number of staff and management to be able to meet and participate. Schedule it in the evening and schedule it in the station then so that people can simply come from work and come to the meeting and have a longer day that day. So that would be my suggestion from a logistics perspective.
Well, I think that if people are invited to tell me what day they're available in the evening, I'm going to do it.
Yes, thank you for following us back, Michael. You know, I support Summer's idea of it being publicly noticed, as well as making sure that it's noticed on air. Mm-hmm. This way, if listeners want to attend, they're more than welcome to attend, and I believe they should have the opportunity to input because they are the ones who are sustaining the station as well.
And we can have the general manager follow up with KPFK staff in regards to their availability to move forward with this separate meeting.
Yeah, I want to hear from staff what they want to do, what's best for them, what day, where, what time, how long. I want to hear their thoughts on it. So if we can get some kind of consensus, I will please myself to people I know and see what we can do. But I can't say, oh, you got to come at this time and that time. It's up to them. What's good for them? And did you say right after fund drive?
No, I said sufficiently after.
Oh, sufficiently after.
We can't do it in the middle of fund drive.
Right, yeah.
And then we don't do it on a holiday after a long meeting on a Saturday when it's basically saying take your work day if you might have, I mean, your day off if you might have gone to a festival and come up for a finance meeting with us. I mean, a lot of us that are going to be here on the 17th will want to be someplace else. I guarantee you.
I don't think
that's
the way
it is,
but
I think it's terrible.
Okay.
I'm not going to mess with it.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
Brenda has a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Is that a motion?
What's the motion?
Is that a motion?
Yes,
yeah.
There was a motion.
Can you read it right?
It was the motion.
Sorry. I need to ask the general manager to follow up with staff in regards to their availability for this finance.
Second.
Special finance.
All right.
Second.
It's not a finance.
I'll forward the wording that we passed.
Can you give me temporary? Do I know what's called a promotion?
Okay.
I'll find it.
What? You already sent it to the list because I missed it the first time, but
I know,
you're right, it was there. It's something, we all got it.
I'll find it. I have it somewhere close.
Point of order. Mr. Chair? Point of order?
Yes.
I think the wording, the secretary needs to probably bring this wording because that's the motion. Mm-hmm. Here.
She didn't give it a name. She just said this meeting. I'd like to know what to call it.
Well, thank you.
What?
Can you finance financial strategy working group.
Okay. Here's at least the original motion. You can do what you want. Kaufman moved to have on a volunteer basis a meeting of KPFK management, the LSB, and station staff to discuss strategic planning on new listeners, fund drives, and revenue streams.
Second.
Can you repeat that?
I'm bound in.
Can you repeat that, or can the secretary repeat it?
I move to have on a volunteer basis a meeting of KPFK management, the LSB, and station staff to discuss strategic planning on new listeners, fund drives, and revenue streams.
This was a response to that original motion, so that's the nature of the meeting we're talking about. The point of Brenda's motion was to have the general manager work with the staff to have a date.
Can I include some? To also include you from the
Yes, so we're asking the general manager to check with the staff. Once the meeting is scheduled, it will be noticed, it will be on air, it will be open to public participation, and it's a brainstorm session. There won't be any votes by the LSC per se. Yes, so with that understanding, what the nature of the meeting is, the vote is on it.
Can we call a question?
As I was trying to do, with that understanding of the nature of the meeting as was read by Ms. Kaufman, we're calling the question of Brenda's motion to have the general manager schedule that with staff.
I think it passes without exception, without objection.
Seeing none, adopted. Implementation and follow-up actions. The one item of business that was owned by the Governor's Committee was the follow-up on the ICRA's reporting policy.
I haven't heard any announcements on the year of ICRA. I did call in about 2 months ago at 11:30 at night and tell them that an ICRA was by my house. And it was kind of so because it took them 30 minutes to put it on the air when they were saying goodnight. So that's the only time I've ever heard it announced on the air.
Yes,
go ahead, Mike.
I did have an email from our DM giving or sending the forms of titles and CD and stuff, so we can get a text. And also my question would be actually for the DM, but those phone numbers should be given to everyone. Hearing that, for those who study, then maybe they might get such a benefit, and those who do not, can such with you or the TV.
Yeah.
So, those phone numbers are not available at all times. But one request also was to have some announcements on the board, the board of the LSR, so they know that this motion is in place now, and they gotta follow up, with the LSR. Because sometimes they do take too long, to announce them, so if that can be improved in that direction only.
So they can be advanced, is that what you're
saying? Yeah, they can be actually, what I'm saying is basically that in order for the board of, to follow up, with the directions of this motion, at least, I don't know if there was any meeting or some, there was, so maybe you can inform about it, and so we can know a little bit more. So that's so far is that the number that can be used for that purpose.
Same
Yeah, we're very good with that spoiler. Outline the way the system is supposed to be set up. Now, I had a meeting with the operators, I think, 3 Sundays ago in the afternoon, where they were instructed to be aware of that would happen and that they were to interrupt programming if possible with that, if not, to do it as soon as possible as they got the message.
The other suggestion was made a couple of times was that there is a publicly available source of listings of the checkpoints,
mm-hmm.
and I do think those should be aired. They are public news, and I think hearing those aired a few times would give credibility to the general idea that we're covering that issue, and people would hear it, understand that it's something that the police are putting out publicly and people should be aware of. And since it does have a difference, in fact, I understand the state is ruling that the attempt at a swipe that has been received by the LAPD is out of order, and they're important to impound the vehicles again. So I think that's really important to air that news. Okay, so something.
Just to give that out again, it's Twitter at Checkpoint DUI, California. That lists all the DUI checkpoints. DUI is what they use to identify checkpoints when they're stealing people's cars. They have very few drunk drivers. It's mostly unlicensed drivers. So I've got an icon on my phone. Everyone else can sign up for it. If somebody, it's Twitter at Checkpoint DUI, California. So you just set it for California, and it will list every DUI checkpoint automatically updates, and most of them are on the weekends. So, like, every Wednesday or Thursday, someone could check for every checkpoint that's within our signal area and simply record a card for all the checkpoints for that weekend and announce them on air at precise intervals over, maybe where people will hear them in the evening drive time.
Is that an email? I'm sorry.
No, it's Twitter. It's Twitter at checkpoint DUI. But I mean, it's the only thing I'm on for Twitter.
You're going to Twitter and then
you just
answering.
You can just sign up for it and then it's there. And then anytime you click on it, California, right? And it's
going
all of them.
Particular or
plural? It's plural. Twitter at checkpoint DUI, and then you set it for California, and it will list all of them. And I've been signed up for quite a while, and it's very handy.
Just wanted to ask a question about it to Brennan in regards to can that be also linked on Twitter that's already on the website?
And just to understand the policy then. So if a programmer or the board op is notified that there's an ICE raid, it's at the discretion of the host where he's gonna display. In other words, he's not gonna interrupt the song right in the middle.
I presume management is taking care of this, but I'm just suggesting administratively it is the type of thing that could be set on someone's schedule for every Wednesday, since virtually all checkpoints occur on Fridays and Saturdays and holiday weekends. So it's not mysterious. If they check by midweek, they will have a listing, because they're based on public safety releases from CHP and the police department, of every checkpoint that is scheduled for the Southern California area, and someone can record a cart on Wednesdays and begin airing on Thursdays, so that Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the entire weekend. And we can make nice public announcements so people know if you tune in at 4 or 5 p.m., you'll get new listeners.
Right. There is a
I emailed the general manager's report to the LSB list yesterday. Ariana, yours sounds back again. Sorry. And John has some copies that I brought for distribution for those who don't have it. It's relatively straightforward. The big item at the moment is the fund drive. We're into the second week of the fund drive, and I'll have a look at what we are at. Sitting at $289,000 right now.
How much?
$289,000. So that is the latest report off the website right now. There's some details there about recent outreach and development things that have taken place. The Spanish language program is screening a bit of life for the people, successful in terms of getting some people in there to look at it. Also, in fact, it was done twice by the Spanish language program. And the redefining of the launch of that book at Easter One bookstore was a very well attended as well, a small bookstore that was packed out. The fund drive, as I said, is underway and is occupying most of everybody's time at the moment. We've been very fortunate to have some excellent phone-in volunteers, and anyone in the room who has helped out. A personal thank you for doing that. We do appreciate your time. Some programming changes took place during January, which were announced for the first 2 or 3 weeks on air, and some programs will be going on hiatus as a result of that, and also some other changes will be occurring. The report has comments of the message that we sent to programmers, informing them about what hiatuses will be coming up, or how the hiatuses will work as they come up. It's not an ideal way to program, from my way of thinking, because I like to think it's something to settle in and people can get used to it. But when things are not performing, we need to have a think about why they're not performing and perhaps take them off there until such time as we can help them to perform again. In basic stuff, the fire alarms were tested in the building. We didn't pass that test. We had to do some work on that to bring us up to fire code. We are now up to fire code. And also the air conditioning has had a little bit of repair work done to it, which will alleviate most, if not all, of the issues we have had with it so far. And otherwise, the transmitters and translators, with the exception of the San Diego one, are in good order and working. The San Diego one has been, because we were running on lower power for a while, we're back up to a higher power now, but not full power, but because we were on the lower power, the signal from the Tijuana station on 90.7 was being picked up by our translator to San Diego better than ours was. So essentially, we were relaying relay ore to that part of the country. So we deem this the most appropriate thing to do for the time being to turn that translator off rather than point the other station on that part of the community. We're working on actually solving that problem and getting that back on as soon as possible. In terms of the cash at bank, we've got the details there on the last page of the report, what we currently owe, and the status of our current budget. The total cash at bank as of today is actually lower than that because we have made a payment to the National Office for some of our central services dues.
Could you tell me the specific translators we have?
The specific ones we have?
Yeah, what do we have? What translators?
The translators are the boosters that carry our signal into they're the ones that operate on different frequencies to 90.7, so they're all the ones that you hear advertised on a different frequency.
Santa
Barbara, Redfish, China Lake, and San Diego.
Okay, just four. What was it again? China Lake?
Sorry, Malibu is the other one.
Malibu, China Lake.
Yeah, as you can see here, they're located in Malibu, Rancho Bernardo, the Santa Barbara, and the Redfish.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There are quite strict rules around where translators can be and how they can be powered and the frequencies they're allowed to operate on.
Okay.
Just a question on the LA Theater Works project. Is this that they lost their home at KPCC? Did that really happen? That's great. Can you elaborate on each other on how?
I can only tell you they approached us.
Okay, good. I noticed they had split on the KPCC a few months ago. Okay. Very good. Okay. Excellent program. Thank you.
LA Theater Works. It's a media theater. Very well done.
What we're told by the LA Theaters people is that the other upshot of that for us will be that they will provide us with the stars, some of the actors they pitch for us as well.
Oh, that's
right.
Well, they produce an excellent program.
We talked before about documents for the fund drive to be on the wall, and then just answers that I could bring them and post them, and I'm willing to do it, but I need to be broken down so we can have the actual fund drive. And it was a really good idea that it was used before, and it didn't help a kind of, you know, have, you know, programmers, volunteers, you know, to look at the numbers and see how they were doing. And, you know, it was like kind of exciting for everyone to go and see on the wall, okay, well, how much is this program making, how much is this program making, and everything. So it was like a, something that was, that was like good idea. When I asked, you know, Jennifer directly, why did you remove that? And then she said, oh, because you want to save space. So, that was what she said. And then, so I'm willing to pay for that paper, I don't care.
Excuse me.
You know, so, and, but I would appreciate that also. You know, we have to fill our words, you know, you promised me, and so I hear, remember, that you say, oh, that's no problem, we'll do it. So, and that's another idea. I also send me, you know, a request, you know, in writing that I want to have, you know, those numbers broken down during the day. And I'll just print them, I'll post them, I'll pay for it.
Post it on the wall.
On the wall, yeah. And another thing, you know, on the second point, you say a wider clarity, planning exercises also being talked about, you know, the fundraising, registrations, you know. So, at this point, who are included? Is that just, you know, management, or getting talks with, you know, volunteers, programmers, listeners, or just like being worked out, is among two, three people? So, and then the following item, you know, is a report to the listener hosted by the LSU chairman will take place during March. Now, this is a thing, you know, we passed a motion long, long ago that reports would be also in Spanish. So far, you know, none of those reports have been done in Spanish. I think it was done only twice, right? So, those things, you know, we have a tendency to forget. Another thing that I don't see here is, you know, what is going on with the 5 hours of Spanish language programming that, you know, is supposed to be implemented. It's not supposed to be implemented, actually. It's got to be implemented because it was approved. So, I want to know, because I asked this thing, you know, the last meeting and the one before, and then we went to the National Board meeting, and we got this promise from our executive director, oh yeah, how follow up, you know, so forth. So this, nothing basically has been done. So I think we have people who are grown up, you know, and when we approve something, we gotta just put it in place, you know, or at least work towards, you know, implementing it. Otherwise, you know, doesn't make no sense, you know, to be feeling it. Okay. And the outreach report, you forgot to include, you know, the last event that we did, which actually was part of the Association of Spanish Language Programmers, with the concert of Torregrosa de Morazán in Guarawao. The concert, it was well over probably 1,300 people that came to that event. So it was like a really, really a success. In terms of the CAP, you know, so CSSK is adopting a set of guidelines for the running of the Community Advisory Board. Now, who's supposed to be running the CAP, you know, or who was that implemented? And what is the role that the management got to play in the formation of the CAP and the guidelines of the CAP, you know? Those things, you know, I don't, it seems to me, I don't know if I'm wrong, you know, but it seems like management and local boards are not supposed to engage, you know, in the formation and development of CAP, you know, it's an independent body, I think, you know. I don't know if I'm wrong, you know, if I'm right. So, that'll be it, you know, in the sense of the hiatus, how do you pronounce that word?
Hiatus.
So that's that. If there are, you know, bodies in the local extension board, such as the programming committees, that are supposed to be working with management to kind of also develop, you know, things that we put in place in terms of programming. So, who decided, is that only management, like you two, you know, PD and you, or someone else? Because I mean, being part of the programming committee, never heard about this thing until now, until I got this email. Those are my concerns.
Ken, other hand of the president, I'm in line.
Martin, you want to go first? That's fine.
Oh, I just wanted to follow up that I'd like the board to know that I was contacted by the Earth Day people to paint a canyon for Earth Day, so we'll be there again. Although I know that Jennifer needs to send the agreement, so I wanted to follow up and find out if the agreement has been sent.
I
was contacted by the people there, and I poured it to the station, and I took care of it for 2 days last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to have the board members, my friends, or, you know, just, you guys have my email. If you want to just contact me, and it's a lot of fun. We were very well received there, and a lot of good music, a lot of great activities for children. What they have to be prepared for is you have to take a shuttle bus up there. It's a hike up the mountain, but once you get there, it's really worth it. So I just want to put that out to the outreach committee to notice everybody.
What day is that again?
Earth Day weekend, I think it's the 22nd and 23rd
of April.
Of April.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a couple of different questions here, and I'll go back. One, under this strategic plan, you said there's a wider strategic meeting being planned. So what is the second one?
The second one is something that the chair has been talking to me about, getting the board involved with the staff and anybody who's interested in actually putting together some sort of real strategy that we can put an action plan behind.
Well, how is it different than the one? Well, which one were we talking about before?
We were talking about fundraising.
Well, that's not what my motion said. I mean, are we planning one or two, or what's the difference? And
what do you tell me?
When I talked with the general manager about your motion, which I thought was more expensive, he felt that that was too much to do in one single meeting, mm-hmm. that the fundraising was a big chunk by itself. So then the idea would be more about the programming, audience development.
Well, I'm a little uncomfortable about you just making a meeting up yourself, and I made a motion, and, like, we need to get this settled, whether there's you're having a planning thing and the one that I made a motion that the board voted on. Okay.
I'll repeat what I said. I pursued with the gentleman the idea of that whole discussion. He thought that was too much to accomplish.
Well, Bernard did not indicate that to me, so we're going around here. We've got a whole bunch of couple of things going on. So I'd like to get straight about which is what are we doing. I mean, at the finance meeting, we talked about my motion. You said you'd like to do that. Now there's another thing, so we can either do it now or later. I have some other questions as well. This Spanish programming movie night, is that something you're organizing, Rodrigo?
Movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, movie.
Well, no, not myself, you know, of course, you know, we are part of the
collective.
Right. Well, under the auspices of KPFK. Okay, so is there money being collected? Do you rent the space?
No.
These people give you the space?
Oh, we usually, whenever we have to do it, I mean, we pay from our own pocket, you know?
Uh-huh.
Or, you know,
right.
Yeah, like, in this, sometimes what we do is actually make sure that people are going to be providing money to the radio station during the fund drive. You know,
right.
We do the forms, we talk to the people, we pass twice around. We don't charge, okay, things like that, you know, so it's basically events that we promote, because we are tired of long.
When's the one at MOLA? When's the one at
MOLA?
MOLA?
Or
MOLA?
What, 3 weeks ago?
When?
Yeah,
in March.
Next one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be in March, yeah. I can send you the information.
Well, yeah, I think the whole board should know, and, you know, if people are using the KPFK name out there, we have some, you know.
We're at time, and there are other people, so.
Can we discuss this after the meeting about these various things, or how do you want to handle this? Because I don't think there should be two separate meetings being planned.
Point of order, Chair. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other people on the staff, and I think we should be applauding the efforts to have events like this instead of, you know, having some kind of suspicion about it.
Well, I'd just like to know what we're planning. I'm just trying to get on the same page about what we're planning.
Well, you say it's going to send you this information.
I'm not talking about the
strategy meetings. I thought there was only one of them.
And I have a point of information that that's what I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
Margie, the vice chair, Lydia, the PMB director, also an OSB member, and you, Michael, and a lot of other board members have spoken about this and have urged for us to have this kind of a meeting. So it's not like it's something new. It was even discussed before you made the motion. So I don't think anybody's trying to hide anything or meet a secret. I think we're trying to improve upon things.
I'm just trying to get on, are we planning one meeting or two meetings? I thought we were planning one. Now I find we're planning two.
I'm just like clarification.
Would you like to
render
on the
stack?
Yeah, what?
Yes.
I'm
just
reference that. Thank you.
Okay, I'll repeat. We're at time, Mr. Cetera. Is there a motion to extend time?
Move
to
10:05.
Second. Okay, any objections?
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, this is really just an informational piece to whatever we end up planning as meetings at the national level last week on the development committee, well, it's a task force advisory, because we have elections coming up this year as well as G8 and G20 summits, and that discussion is occurring nationally, so what we're going to do that coverage. So I move that we look for some money to cover these things, because we can't get reporters on the ground with no money, and work is only really for that. Those are saying what. Not underwriting grant funding. There's lots of nonprofits. But anyway, we've already sent a really long list of media organizations that give out grants and stuff. I'll happily share that when we get to whatever point, because some of these things may be appropriate to apply for on a state-by-state basis and some at a national. But whatever we do end up doing in terms of, I mean, strategic planning goes well beyond that, you know, requests and all that. But some of this discussion is occurring simultaneously on the national level. So just make sure we all stay in the loop and we'll share whatever we get from the national down here.
John Williams?
Oh, right. I'll be really quick. I will agree with Lawrence. I think all fundraising efforts should be applauded and promoted. I also think that every board member, as a member of the LSD, I think we should all be copied on all fundraising efforts. That's why when I'm announcing the Tangi Canyon thing, I wanted you to know that it did come to me. I forwarded to the station. I do work with teenagers who are looking for volunteer, you know, hours, and I thought it was a great match. But I also don't want to exclude anybody from the board or the community. So I'd like to see more of this go on, and also I do think I've spoken to the general manager about this. I think we need to do more mailers around holidays. And I noticed one of the board members said to me right before the meeting about the KCCC billboards. I know that one of the CAB members told me that he's already researched the numbers, and I think that should be looked at.
For sure.
And I also had a group of teams that wanted to do like a KCFK street team awareness thing with surveys, but I don't feel that I can do this on my own. I do want the management to come back and say greenlight it, and I just don't want to spin my wheels. So I think the board also wants to get some, it's a, you know, relationship thing that's been dysfunctional, and I think right now this is a good year to bring it together. I think the board this year has been working better together, like you said, that's it.
Okay.